You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 60. And today we're going to level you up. Hey, anyone can be more influential. So let's figure out what it takes and how you can do it too. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact, boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson here, and we're talking about influence today. And I don't think I could actually kick us off properly if we didn't talk about the Amplify Your Success community. Now, this community is full of thought leaders, influencers, movers and shakers, entrepreneurs with a big mission. And the key is we're learning and growing together how to amplify results, how to boost influence, and building some pretty awesome collaborative partnerships in the process. The group is available for free right now at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Head over there right away. And when you join, I'll also give you access to 7 of my most favorite tips to amplify results in your business right away. So head on over to amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Now let's dig into the episode. When it comes to running your own business, what do you think the most important characteristic you might have is? Is it being a good marketer? Is it being a good salesperson? Is it like having vision? What do you think it is? I'm going to tell you what I believe it is, and that's influence. But I want to make sure we're talking about the same definition of influence, because a lot of people get a little sideways when you talk about learning to be an influencer. And then there's those people who call themselves an influencer because they've been on TV and now they get paid to go to bars and, you know, show up and get pictures taken. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ability you have to inspire other people, to influence their behavior, hopefully in a positive way, and to really attract more followers and potential clients. To me, influence is something that very few people are born with, but you can cultivate and grow when you understand how. Now, it's really funny to me sometimes, and I actually had to really learn to embrace this, when people will Facebook message me, or they'll, you know, start coaching with me in the Awaken Leadership Lab or any of my programs over the years because they said I'm an influencer. And that really wasn't something, a title that I ever thought I had, but eventually people started turning to me and asking me to help them build their influence. And I realized that maybe there are some natural talents we have, some natural things we do that help us become more influential, but ultimately everything you do to influence others can be replicated. And so today's podcast episode is sharing with you what I've personally done, what I've noticed my clients do, those things that I teach them how to do, and what I'm witnessing people who do become influential that helps separate them from the crowd and make people hungry to follow their instructions and, you know, can't wait for that podcast episode to drop and any of the ways that we influence people. And let's talk about that. What are the ways that we influence people? So influencers are sharing a message. They are mentoring and guiding. They are challenging you. They are basically causing you to reshape the way you think and the way you act. And hopefully it's for good, right? We really want this for the better, not in a negative way. But when we have that kind of influence, there's also a little bit of responsibility. Actually, there's a lot of responsibility we have to shape and guide people in powerful, positive ways. Heck, if you're a parent, you're influencing your children every day. So we are all influencing at all times. But we oftentimes need to learn how to cultivate stronger influence when it comes to building a business, having a leadership responsibility. So if you lead a team or you're a leader in your community, you want to lead other people to make the decision to work with you. That is a different kind of influence that we need to really shape and condition. So I've got 6 factors that I think are important. And in the Own Your Bold Challenge, we actually go through a whole exercise of translating what the influence you can create is and how you can translate that into platforms that people will follow you on. So if you really want to take this to the next level, be sure to check out the Own Your Bold Challenge. But for today, let's get into these six ways you can build more influence. And the first one is recognize you are inspiring people to do great things. So here's what I mean by that. When you're inspiring people to do great things, you actually realize that your message, your way of being, what you coach around or what you train on or what you teach in any way, shape, or form, what you post on social media is inspiring other people. And I hope you are doing that to inspire greater things for them. But why it makes you an influencer is because when you are inspiring people, there is an addictive quality to that. When you make someone feel good about themselves, when you give them hope, when you show them what's possible, and maybe they've never seen what's possible before in their lives, they want more and they will follow you till the cows come home. So when you want to boost your influence, you need to be able to figure out how to take what you do and inspire people to do great things. So maybe this is about taking messaging you have, things that you teach, and crafting them into mini messages that they can read on social media or through a podcast like this. You can take what you teach, what you're known for, and craft it to be inspiring to someone else and give it to them in a way, such as a podcast or Facebook Lives or whatever that influence platform is, that they will read or experience over and over and over again. And that causes them to have that, addictive is not the right word, but you get the point. Like it's contagious, it's exciting, it's engaging, and they want more of it. So when you have that ability to influence people that way, they become your fans, they become your followers, they will become loyal members of your tribe, and ultimately they'll want more of what you give them. So number one is inspire them to do great things. Number two, tell stories that are enrolling. I remember many, many years ago, back in my corporate days, I was at a big event and there was a keynote speaker that was asked to be there. And he gave one of the most amazingly engaging speeches. And what he literally did was tell a 20-minute story. And he was so enrolling and inspiring and engaging that the whole audience was wrapped up in the emotions with him. That was over 20 years ago. I still remember him and I still remember the story. Influencers tell stories that engage and enroll people in the action they want them to take. And so one of the ways you can boost influence is to really figure out what your story is and how to share it in a way that inspires and enrolls other people to connect with you. I personally have found that sharing my story about overcoming burnout, sharing my story about basically being ready to give up on my business and finally figuring out how to make it prosperous, those are stories that I would have people so enraptured by them that they were in a trance, and the next logical step for them was to want to meet me or to work with me in a further way or to follow the work I do through my email series. Whatever that was for them, they wanted more of the story and the energy that was created by sharing my story with them. So think about, what are your stories? What are you telling people? What are you sharing with people? Are they authentic? Are they real? Are they connecting an emotion for them? And is it guiding them to want more from you? So influential people are really good at telling stories that enroll. Think about the stories that you're telling. Three, this is a big one, so big. I almost have to do a whole podcast episode on this someday. Lead, don't manage. So influence is oftentimes misunderstood. And we think when we have influence and authority that we can direct people. Yes, that is true. We can. But that's not really influence. Influence, having strong influence means people are following you because they want to, because they respect you, because they want to be like you. They want more of you. And that comes from leadership. Leadership, again, is inspiring people to take action. Leadership is leading them to a vision that you see that maybe they don't. One of the things that I think can kill influence faster than anything else is when you turn on the manager and you don't really like inspire people anymore, but you're controlling their behaviors. Okay, so I know we do need management. We need to have a way to help people stay on track and remember what the goals are. But when you lead, you are inspiring people to want to complete things, to be in action, to do things that move things forward in big, bold ways. When you're managing them, they will often feel like a number instead of a person. They tend to feel unimportant, and it becomes about getting goals done instead of like pulling the best of someone out of them. So think about when you're in groups, when you're in a team environment, are you leading them? Are you inspiring them to be the best version of them? Because you make them feel good about themselves and you make them feel unstoppable. Or are you controlling them and disrespecting them and treating them like they don't matter? It's a big difference. And when you learn to lead and truly lead people from a place of grace and a place of respect, and because they want to be a part of anything you're doing, it's so powerful. This is how movements are created. Okay. People get swept up in those movements. So lead people instead of managing them. And by the way, that might have been a big permission slip for many of the listeners here who are like, I hate managing anyway, right? They really cultivate that leadership energy. Number four, be generous. Bob Berg wrote a book called The Go-Giver, and it's one of the most amazing books about what it's like when you're generous and you give first as a business person. We can use this in the world of sales. We can use this in any corporate environment. You can, you know, look at the power of generosity as an entrepreneur. But I will tell you one thing. When you use the power of generosity as a business leader, you are influential. First of all, there's nothing more heartwarming and bonding than when somebody does something for you simply because they want to. I can tell you, Bob Berg's become a friend of mine over the years. He does that so effortlessly. He makes you feel like you're $1 million because he's willing to give something to you that feels so big. He constantly shares my work with his community, and I've never asked him. He just does it because he is the go-giver. So think about, where is generosity as a way of being for you? Are you generous? Do you give things to people? Do you keep track? You know, they did this for this person, they got to do something back. Do you find that it's hard for you to give first and you're waiting for other people to start that process first? Bob talks about the law of reciprocity in the book, and it's one of the most profound concepts to understand, that when you do something for someone, especially if you do it repeatedly, you're creating this need for them to do something back for you. They will actively go and look for ways to promote you, to share you, to give you a lead, to gift something to you that you need. There's something so inspiring about generous business leaders, generous people in general, right? Think of a time when, and maybe you haven't had this happen yet, but I've ended up in those Starbucks lines where it's the pay it forward, the person in front of you is paying for your order behind you. You feel like $1 million. Be generous. Generous is influential. And having a generous spirit and becoming known for somebody who's generous, especially in spirit, and very giving and kind, is contagious, and people want more of that. Listen, we live in a world right now that's full of anxiousness and anxiety and anger and people cutting each other down. This is a time and a place where generosity stands out. It makes people feel good. And when you make people feel good, they want to be with you. They want to help you. And they will move heaven and earth to help you build your mission and your vision. Be generous. Number five, up your attraction factors. Okay, so this is the cold hard truth section of the podcast today. And so the truth of the matter is, people are human beings. Human beings have minds that have to sort information. And one of the things they sort for is attraction. So there's different types of attraction. There's emotional attraction, there's physical attraction, there's visual, there's auditory, there's all these different factors wrapped up in it. Here's what it means to you as someone who wants to build more influence. If you do not feel attractive to someone in the first 30 seconds of their experience of you, chances are they're not going to give you another opportunity to do that. There's a lot of different elements to attraction, but let's just talk about a couple of biggies. One is your brand and how you present your brand to the world. Is it attractive to your ideal audience? Does it make people excited and want to dig in? And does it position you as an influential and authoritative being? Or does it make you look like you don't know what you're doing and cheap and as if it's a misfit in your industry? Now, the key is you got to know what is attractive to your ideal clients, and that does take some research. But you got to know if you are attractive and influential when people show up on your website, show up on your blog. Here's another thing that's attractive: consistency. Okay, consistent, repetitive delivery of attractive content that matches your brand is influential. It makes people rely on a continuous delivery of your information. When you're not consistent, it creates this disruption in the delivery mechanism, and people start to forget about you and what you do, and then they're like gonna stop following you. Now, there are people that can disprove this. Yes, there are some very influential, very celebrity-ish people out there. When they drop something, everybody's hungry for it. And it's not on any consistent delivery mechanism. That's the exception. It's rarely the rule. So what I want you to think about is, what are you doing to attract your ideal clients? Do you have a consistent way to be in front of them? Do you have an attractive brand? Are you putting your best self forward? You know, are you taking care of yourself and getting enough sleep and presenting yourself to the world that's attractive to your ideal clients? Remember, people make impressions and those impressions stick, right or wrong, good or bad. It's just the way it is. And so I don't want you to be something that you're not, but I do want you to look at how you can up your game around your attraction factors. Let's get into the last one. And this one's kind of a, we might say this is how you can borrow influence. And that is by aligning with other influencers. So I've had a couple clients in the last couple months who really wanted to build influence quickly. And they didn't have a big list. They didn't have a lot of material out there. They were newer in the field that they're in now. But we talked about the fastest way to boost influence was aligning with two or three heavy hitters in their industry. Interview them, get to their events, hire them. That's one of the reasons why they would hire me. And get in alignment with people who can open doors for them. Okay, so when you are aligned with other influencers, and again, there's that generosity factor, and they can see what your attraction factors are, they will want to open doors for you. It is the fastest way to get yourself out there in front of people. Now, there's two levels to this. Investing into relationships with influencers by buying one of their programs, mentoring with them, whatever that looks like. Maybe they have a mastermind, like the Awaken Leadership Lab. So there's a way to get in front of them and build that relationship. Secondly, there is the relationship. If you're in their mastermind, you're going to instantly connect with other people in that group, which will open up doors to other influencers. Third, and this goes more, it's more of an organic process. And you can go back and listen to the episode with Laura Rubenstein on Social Buzz. She talks about a whole strategy of how you can borrow people's influence by using social media sharing and retweeting and getting very active on their social media presence. And what that does is it starts to get you on their radar, and then you start to get associated with them in the social media realms. So there's some really simple things to do to go back and pull through influence by simply connecting more actively with influencers on social media. Whatever your technique is, there's three things you must do to align with them. Share their work, Facebook share, Twitter, Instagram, whatever that is, get on their radar. To spotlight them, bring them to speak at your event, interview them for your podcast, be gracious and generous up front, right? So build some rapport there. And then three, See what you can do to co-create new outcomes. You've got to do the first two pieces first, but could you create a program together? Can you open up a door to speak at their event? So giving first opens up the third door, which is co-creating and collaborating together. Okay, so six is aligning with other influencers. Let me recap them for you. Inspire them, tell them stories that enroll, lead instead of manage, be generous, up your traction factors, align with other influencers. I'm curious, what's going to be your path? What are you going to do to build influence for yourself? Jump on over to amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com. Come into the group. We'll be posting about this podcast episode. I'd love to hear what you're going to do with it. Now, as we wrap up here, I want to encourage you to take this concept of building influence and don't just let it be a nice idea. Turn it into something that actually creates results. Practice at least one of these every week. Put it on your radar and say, this is the week I'm going to work on inspiring people. This is the week I focus on my story. This is the week I'm going to really be conscious of my leading. Okay, every week, get conscious and make it a habit rather than a nice idea. And you'll see yourself really start to soar in your influence. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.